isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, you're on the clock for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but am a Saturday's child with a passion for the music popular back when my parents first said, "You want fries with that?" It's the unofficial end of summer and the only federal holiday to honor the American worker. Today we celebrate with a day off of work, barbecues, and consumerism, but 60-plus years ago, the holiday was a big win in the tempestuous history of the American labor movement of the late 19th century. First proposed in 1882 by one of either two men whom share a homonymic surname, it took another 7 years before President Cleveland instituted the holiday nationally, days after the end of the violent Pullman strike in Chicago. We all work or have worked hard. But as the saying goes, all work and no play makes Matt a dull boy. And in rock and rhythm, there were no days off as artists work hard at their craft, oftentimes a thankless task, others a labor of love. On this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review, it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it as we celebrate Labor Day. Hi-ho, and off to work we go as we sing for our supper with Ray Charles, The Silhouettes, Nappy Brown, The Mistakes, Lightnin' Hopkins, Zilla Mays and the Blues Caravan, Bo Diddley, Eddie Cochran, and The Beatles.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's home from work we go. Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho.
The Silhouettes could have never imagined that in late 1957, a song written by the quartet about a henpecked, out-of-work man on micro-label Junior would soon break nationally, shoot to number one, become a doo-wop standard, and inspire dozens of covers, answer songs, and employment tunes. But as hard as they worked to manufacture further hits, the Silhouettes would remain one of the biggest one-hit wonders of the 50s. Get a job.
Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
puddle.
Sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la, puddle. Dip, 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 get a job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
puddle. You made me money to buy this time to get me out of my bed of crying for the job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
puddle. You're after breakfast every day, you know the warning's on my way.
For me.
Then I go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth
reaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la, puddle.
Sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la, puddle.
Sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la, puddle.
Sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la, puddle. Yep,
the woman's mouth
reaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job
From Out of Work to Overwork, by capturing the real-world angst of laboring all summer for dough to go out on dates, it was an interesting departure from the halcyon haze of most summer songs. Eddie Cochran's 1958 signature tune featured his mastery of studio production, the beat of Earl Palmer, and the novelty of the Kingfish character voice from the Amos and Andy show, Summertime Blues.
I'm gonna raise a holler about a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
"No die, son, you gotta work late."
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. Now, if you wanna use the car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now, you can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
"I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote."
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Coal mining is a recurrent theme in rock and rhythm, from Merle Travis's 16 Tons in 1946 to Lee Dorsey's Working in a Coal Mine in 1966, and dozens more in between. But for my money, it was Nappy Brown who struck anthracite in 1960 with this song, an alternate version from the release, which is always on vacation when musicologists dig up mining song lists. Coal Miner.
I get out of bed, I pull away from the mines until I'm almost dead. I'm a coal miner, I'm a coal mining man, and I guess I'll die with the shovel. Of this day, you can add 10 turns to my name. I'm a coal miner, I'm a coal mining man, and I guess I'll die with the shovel in my hand. Yes, I'll die with a shovel in my hand. I'm a poor old coal miner man, picking all down in the land. Yes, I'll die with a shovel in my hand.
Ray Charles was little more than a Nat Cole derivative before getting down to business in 1953 with Atlantic Records, but Ray's prior job at Swing Time Records did yield some bonuses, like this alternate version of a 1950 release, I'll Do Anything But Work.
Take you strolling down Lover's Lane. I come to see you even in the rain. I'll do anything for you but work. I'll sing your praises and hold your hand. I'll tell the world that I think you're grand. I'll do anything for you
but slave.
I'll take you out to dine and dance, fill your ears with sweet romance. You see, baby, I know I'm handsome, but what the heck? I'm all yours if you pay the check. I'll take you round to have a ball, but when it comes down to that stall, I'll do anything for you. You out to dine and dance, fill your ears with sweet romance. I know I'm handsome, but what the heck? I'm all yours if you pay the check. I'm yours to have, yours to hold, but that word work just leaves me cold. I'll do anything for you but work.
Bo Diddley was an innovator in many ways, one of which was his inclusion of women in the workplace, and not just for eye candy nor vocals. Case in point, this 1957 tune doesn't even feature Bo on guitar. With fretwork by Lady Bo, aka Peggy Jones, here is an alternate version that does not feature the Final Master's overdub backup vocals. Say Boss Man.
Got 19 kids at home, gotta eat. 18 of them need shoes on their feet. Boss man, can't you see? 18 kids need shoes on their feet. I work all day, the overtime. 19 kids driving me out of my mind. Oh. Early this morning, landlord knock on door.
company called last night. No pay the bill, they'll turn off the light. No use trying to never take me back. Oh, 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 oh.
Known as the Mystery Lady and later Dream Girl, radio pioneer Zilla Mays was one of the first African-American female DJs, and certainly the first in Georgia. 40 years on the airwaves is the profession she's best known for, but Mays also moonlighted as a singer for a slew of labels, one of which, Brunswick, released this 1952 blue-collar tune credited to Zilla Mays and the Blues Caravan, Night Shift Blues. Lightnin' Hopkins' better-known acoustic work found purists at odds with his electrified 1954 sessions for the Herald label, see Dylan didn't innovate everything, when they surfaced again on a 1960 LP. Apocryphal stories posited that he was coerced into going electric by evil record companies. Hokum. Hopkins was a businessman and happy to apply any tools of the trade when money was on the table. Don't need no job.
I swear I'll work with you. If you work with me, baby, I swear I'll work with you. Now I'm gonna work all the time. Tell me, what else can I do? Work a while. already done. Don't need no job, my work's already done. When I go to my house, my breakfast's already done.
Get a Job spawned many Answer records, as I mentioned earlier, most of which were cheap knockoffs of the original, but this 1959 Answer tune has some merit and even shares indecipherable lyrics like its inspiration, released as the sole single on the aptly named Lo-Fi label, and similarly, the sole single by The Mistakes, I Got Fired.
Little boy, I want to get out of here.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Eugene Debs. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com and visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
You'll have noticed I played several alternate versions of songs and perhaps ask why. Why, after all the hard work by the artist to produce a master, play alternate versions? Sometimes a song can be overworked, and often the sound fidelity is lost as a result of the archaic production techniques of the time, like overdubbing. So perk up your ears to this 1964 Beatles classic and decide for yourself. A Hard Day's Night, Take 7.
Take 7.
What was that? I heard a funny chord. Pardon? Okay, not off, you didn't. Okay. Tap-toe on the high. One.
Take 7.
1, 2, 3, 4. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
All right. You make me